In Florida, residents are preparing for Hurricane Ian. Right now, Ian is a Category 1 storm. Forecasters think it will be a major hurricane when it makes landfall in a couple days. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a statewide emergency. Here is this morning.
Floridians up and down the Gulf Coast should feel the impacts of this as up to 36 hours before actual landfall due to the size of the hurricane. This is a really, really big hurricane at this point.
Kathy Carter is on the line. She's a reporter with member station WUSF, and she joins us from Sarasota. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Scott. Thanks
Sarasota is on the southwest coast of Florida. What are the preparations underway right now?
Well, all of Florida is under a state of emergency. Sarasota County, Manatee County, they have all declared their own local states of emergency so that they can be immediately prepared to get aid. Some areas are actually being evacuated right now. There's zones here. There's a level A zone that's being evacuated in Manatee County and Sarasota County. Those are low-lying barrier islands in the Gulf of Mexico, and also all mobile home parks and manufactured home parks are under mandatory evacuation right now.
Wow. So these evacuations, in Florida has seen so many hurricane threats and warnings over the years. It sounds like people are taking lawmakers are taking this very seriously. Yeah.
Very seriously. Governor Ron DeSantis spent his day this morning at the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee, Florida. He's been making calls throughout the day to power companies. Of course, we are expecting widespread power outages along the West Coast, specifically from Fort Myers up past the Tampa Bay region. He's been calling sheriffs in the region as well. I was out and about this morning, and folks are taking it seriously and getting more worried by the minute. I think over the weekend, it sounded like the track was moving westward, and folks here in Sarasota County, Manatee County, were feeling a little bit better that things were moving west. But this morning, as the clock ticks, it's getting more worrisome here in this region.
You mentioned preparing for power outages. In practical terms, what other kinds of damage might Floridians see?
Well, there'll be, of course, downed trees, knocking out power lines along the barrier islands. We could actually, they say roofs could actually come off in Pinellas County. The mayor said this morning that it's the storm that we hoped we would never see along St. Petersburg's coastline. You know, there are many homes along the coastline here, of course. And there could be even some serious damage to homes. You know, when we had Hurricane Irma here 5 years ago in the Tampa Bay region, power at my house was out for over a week. There wasn't any widespread damage, but so many trees down, and the power lines, of course, you know, weren't underground. So it wasn't fun.
Yeah. Well, I'd read this could or maybe expected to grow to a Category 4 hurricane. Is there much uncertainty about how big this may get, about where this hurricane may go?
Yes, yes. We just got an update at 11 this morning from the National Hurricane Center. The storm track has shifted slightly closer to where I am in Sarasota County. And what they're concerned with right now, they say, Scott, is that there's a slower speed. And that would mean that we'll have these huge wind gusts over our area for an extended period of time, perhaps 48 hours. And that's what they are most concerned by, that it's going to slow down, meaning it's just going to sit off the coast for 2 days. But right now they said it's difficult to pinpoint exactly what locations will experience the most severe impacts. That is just not quite clear yet, but they say life-threatening storm surge from Fort Myers to the Tampa Bay region.
Wow. And just briefly, Kathy, as it sits there, is there a chance that it also gathers strength, picks up warm waters in the area?
Well, what they're saying is that, yes, the water is warmer, and there is a chance of that. So we don't know quite yet, how severe it's going to be, but they're taking it very seriously.
That's Kathy Carter reporting for member station WUSF, and she joins us from Sarasota. Kathy, thanks for joining us, and stay safe.
Thanks for having me, Scott.